Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
We're doing great, thanks.
That's great. Hey, I'm on your website. I'm trying to get the photos of Batman and Robin. What do I click on?
Oh, he told you already.
What do you click on? Again, to make it painfully easy, painfully obvious for those of you who don't understand English, when you go to the front page, click on Daily Logs.
Daily Logs.
You're familiar with the Daily Log.
You can't do that to me today.
DMNR.
You can't. You just, Rob, you cannot do that to
me today.
You're
such a great target today.
I know I am.
Can I say one thing?
Just when we get a caller that calls in and all Rob will do, funny people are just funny. That's all. And Rob will just go, rah, rah, rah.
That's how this guy talks. Say something, sir.
Okay.
click on Daily Log.
DNM Archives, Daily Log.
And then click on today's date, which is 8/22.
All righty.
Okay?
Thank you.
On August and then on 8/22.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Just that easy.
Hello there, Don and Mike. Now you sound like a monster, like in a movie. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
What?
Hey, I've got questions. Probably directed toward Buzz.
Hold on. Now, let me explain something about Rob, too. Rob could easily do the exact same thing with this caller. He knows that it would be overkill, but he wants to do it badly with you, too, sir.
I do.
Now, your phone was breaking up. What can we do for you?
Don, I've got my friend sitting in the next room listening to the show, and I think she's so hot, and I'm doing like a live over-the-air type thing to her, and she doesn't know I'm out here talking to her.
Wait. What are you talking? You've got a hot woman in the next room?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's actually my girlfriend's best friend.
Is she tied up?
What?
Do you have her bound?
Yeah.
Did you pay in advance?
What's that?
Did you pay in advance?
Can you pay?
No, I paid in advance. Yes, I paid in advance.
Just slow down. Slow down for one second. There's a chick in the other room who's listening to you on the radio now.
Yeah, it's actually my girlfriend's best friend.
Okay, and you think this will help you what? Get into her pants?
Possibly.
Now, when you say the next room, you're in the same house?
No, yeah, she's...
No. Are you lying or what?
It's either no or yeah.
I'll walk in and she'll say hi. Hold on. Kelly.
Have the lamb stopped screaming?
Kelly.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You're not in a well, are you?
No,
that's not that.
Oh, and then he grabbed the phone again.
We've been drinking. Not abscess, but we've been drinking.
That's not that poor girl from Aruba, is it?
Natalie Holloway? Do you have Natalie Holloway there? How long ago did you give her the roofies?
No, we're just a couple of assets from Sacramento, California.
Now, what is your mission? What are you trying to accomplish?
You know what his mission? The heat-seeking moisture missile.
Well, I just don't want my girlfriend to know that her friend is here right now.
So you called the radio show.
Why don't you put your girlfriend's best friend back on the phone?
Yeah,
with us,
put
please.
Her on the line and don't take the phone away from her until we tell her to give it to you.
Okay, hold on a second.
Very good.
Done.
All right, let's talk to this lucky lady.
Hello.
All right, here's the first thing, honey. Jesus Christ, you got to have the pill. I hope you have the pill or a condom. Tell me you've not had sex with this retarded guy yet.
No.
Okay, great.
Now, what are you two doing, and where is his girlfriend?
Oh, I can't say that.
What do you mean you can't say that?
She's not there?
No.
Are you attracted to this lummox?
Yeah, he's hot.
So do you want to have sex with him?
Yeah, of course. Who wouldn't?
Well, why don't you go ahead then? How close to the girl are you? Are you best friends? Are you
acquaintances?
Best of the best.
You're best friends.
Oh.
You're absolutely best friends.
Uh-huh.
And you don't care that... I guess you don't care.
You're going to have to face her at some point.
Jesus Christ. You never know.
Can I ask a favor?
Uh-huh.
Is there a chance you could turn down the radio just a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, turn the radio down because we're having trouble understanding you here.
All the way down.
Although I'm not sure that'll help.
No, it might not. I want to find out about, for this guy, even though he's an asshat, I'd like to find out if perhaps the two of them.
I guarantee this girl on the phone, she's so stupid.
Yeah,
she's got to be hot.
She's
like Paris Hilton hot.
How old are you, lady?
Super hot.
Yeah, I know. That's a good answer. How old are you?
25.
Okay. How did you do? Did you go to college?
Rob. Yes.
How'd you do?
Because evil Rob.
Awesome.
Really, what was your major?
Awesome.
Business.
Sucking. Her.
Business.
Oh. Sucking.
Business.
That's what she got her major in, sucking.
Would you consider a threesome with
suckling
with this guy?
Yep.
Handy.
Definitely.
Yes.
She's why not?
Handy. Sure, she screamed with stupidity.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Miss Receptacle. 2000.
She resembles Pam Pump.
Yeah. I knew Pump was coming.
Yeah. The Village Pump.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
The celebrity I most resemble.
Yes.
Don't answer a question with a question, please.
That's all she's got.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. J-Lo.
And the other, and the guy, he's got to look like Kevin Federline, right?
Mm, yeah.
Like Britney's husband?
Does he have any facial hair?
More like Carrot Top.
More like Carrot Top.
Okay, well, don't let him answer for you. That's not helping your cause.
I know. He's helping you.
I tell you what. Are you guys both of legal age?
Obviously. 25.
Uh-huh.
Okay, obviously. What about him?
How old
how
he?
Old is he?
I want to make sure you're like not one of these sexy school teachers I keep hearing about. How old is he?
25.
Can I make a guess? That 25-year-old gentleman, does he have wispy facial hair?
Does he? Do you know what the word wispy means?
No.
You don't.
No.
Of course not. Where'd you go to college again?
Do you have the Brazilian wax?
Good question.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, you broke the rule.
Dummy.
You took the phone away from her.
Dummy. No, she gave it to me.
No, but she was
I thought she might have asked.
Okay. Right. Shh, everybody quiet. I want to ask this guy a serious question.
Okay.
Now this is just between you and I.
Okay.
Seriously. What are the chances you get into her pants today?
What? Say it again?
What are the chances that you get into her pants today?
I'd say pretty well.
I'd say 20 minutes.
Really? So the chances are pretty good?
Let's whisper.
The chances what?
The chances are pretty good.
The chances are pretty good.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the chance that you're gonna nail her today?
Maybe 11.
Yeah. Wow. Biggest number he knows.
Yeah.
Do you have a rubber?
Yeah. Well, of course.
Do you have wispy facial hair? Good question.
Yes, I do. It's really, you know, tough.
Who do you think will be better in bed, your girlfriend or her best friend?
I think they might be equally as well, so I think I should have them
equally
both
as well.
At the same time.
And also, he's drifting away from whispering.
Yeah. I know.
He can't even do it.
I know.
We were supposed to keep our voices down so your girlfriend wouldn't hear this.
Does your girlfriend's best friend have a boyfriend?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
Does he have wispy facial hair?
Stop it with the wispy facial hair.
That's the Federline thing. Rob's absolutely spot on with that.
Although now I'm going to change my picture, my mental picture of this guy. I'm going to go more Crispin Glover.
Oh.
You really think
I'm going to go
an incredible indictment.
I'm going to go like a little, and Crispin Glover in Willard.
Wow. that's quite a jump.
Where Crispin Glover is at his all-time Crispin Gloveriest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
good comeback.
How are you going?
I'm loving it.
How are you going to make the move?
I think I already have, man. Yeah. I think she might. As a matter of fact, I might walk out there right now. She might be getting ready.
Why don't you walk out there and ask her to take her clothes off?
No, I've got a better idea. Hold on. Before you do that, I've got an even better idea. Now, since we are on the homoerotic theme today, why don't you just, while we're on the phone
Who's
with you,
on the homoerotic theme?
Because of the Batman stuff.
Homo.
Why don't you simply take
no
off?
No homos here.
No, this will impress her. Why don't you take everything off that you're wearing right now and walk into the other room completely naked and see what her reaction is? Will you do that? Will you do that for us?
No, definitely. I'll do that, and I'll just leave my shoes on there.
That's nice.
All right. Tell us when you're ready.
And
stop talking, and you know, take your clothes off and then go, because this has the chance of her maybe screaming and running away,
or having him arrested.
And you want to go in with the right attitude below the belt, if you know what I'm saying.
I myself,
I'm not a fan of soft ice cream. You know what I'm saying?
You think he can do that, though?
I'm not sure he can not do that.
I think most retarded guys.
Everything's off. I'm walking in.
All right.
I'm walking in.
Listen.
Everything's off, and I'm walking in.
Except the radio. The radio. Yeah,
turn the radio down.
Gone. What the hell did you guys do to her? She's gone.
Oh, she left?
She's gone.
Was she ever really there?
Well, we talked to her.
I
think she was a figment.
You were talking to my digital recording machine.
Sorry, you like standing in that room naked now with no woman?
That's, yeah.
That's
standing on the
mission
room.
Accomplished. So gay.
You know what?
Phone number and call her.
She might be. She might be in the front yard.
What? Hold on a second, Rummy. What did you say?
I don't know. Wait.
Hey, your radio is still turned up. Turn your damn radio down.
The radio.
Sorry. Okay. Good. Good. Yeah, I walked out there, and she's not up there anymore.
Yeah, we heard. Why don't you walk out into the front yard?
Okay.
What did you say? What did you say about calling somebody?
Calling someone? Who do you want to call?
Are you on a cordless phone right now?
You said.
No, I'm on my cell phone.
You're on your cell phone. All right. Then walk into the front yard, and if you don't see her in the front yard, just keep running.
Well, I got to put my pants back on.
No, you don't.
No.
Go out there.
I live in condos. My neighbors might flip out.
What's the girl's first name? What's the whore's first name? The pump. The new
Say
pump.
It again?
What's the new pump's first name?
Kelly.
What is it's Kelly?
Shelly.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your girlfriend's name?
Kelly.
Okay, what's
Hold on, he just gave you the same name for both girls.
What is the...
they both have the same name. What a coincidence.
No, you're lying. You are born liar. I don't even think you're naked right now.
I never thought he... Mike, I never thought he was naked. I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Keep God, hope alive, I want God. That. Keep hope alive.
I wanted that so bad.
And you know what?
Hey.
Even though he's retarded, he doesn't walk around with, like most good retarded people do.
The good ones.
So where has Kelly number two?
I like licking windows, too. Don't get mad at me.
Where has she vanished to? Where did she go?
I have no idea.
She's running down the street right now going, a madman has kept me in his basement for weeks.
She's probably calling my girlfriend.
This is another reason the story doesn't wash.
This guy's a liar. She's probably calling my boyfriend. That's not my girlfriend. That's not true.
Could this guy be outwitted?
I hope not.
Listen, the story doesn't wash, and neither do the girlfriends.
No, of course not.
Kelly and Kelly.
The pumps. The pump. Kelly Pump.
What's your name? What's your name, sir? Kelly?
Go on KP duty. Kelly Pump.
Yeah, what is your first name?
I wipe him with baby nights. It wipes every night.
Shut up. What is your first name?
Joe.
Naturally.
Joe. All right, Joe.
So yeah, go figure out.
So the chick is not there.
I could be a phone screener for you guys, too.
He is drunk. I'll tell you that.
Kelly
drunk.
Number...
Look, you don't have to tell me that.
Kelly number two is not there.
No, it's just Joe Pump.
You don't know where Kelly went.
Joe Pump.
No, I don't.
And is she hotter than your girlfriend?
They're... Equally as hot.
Yeah. No. Joe, listen.
Can I know
Joe, if you had to pick one of the Kelly pumps, which would you pick?
Well, the other Kelly, of course. I've never been with her yet.
Yeah.
With her yet.
The unconquered Kelly. Yeah, but she obviously fled when she heard that we were asking you to take your clothes off.
Probably.
I am guessing that you're an accomplished lover.
I'm an accomplished lover.
Can you tell me where Kelly, your girlfriend's, is?
Yes, my girlfriend Kelly, where I have relations with her. You know
oh my
what I mean?
God! All right,
I have it right
you're
there.
Done. You're done. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah!
And by the way, that's not it.
I didn't think he was coherent enough to give us an answer. He gave us an answer that was about 80 miles.
Yeah. Well, it was the fleshy freeway.
He was south of the area.
That's where it was. And we've had that lady on. What the hell was her name? That actually
we've had
gave
so
us
so many.
Well, that one. That
the sex lady,
Natasha Terry.
The sex lady,
Natasha
you
Terry.
Like, right?
Yeah. I think we all liked her,
now,
didn't we?
One last question: the Kelly that got away, had she been drinking?
Oh yes.
Yes.
Oh well, that'll be.
Where do you think she went?
I have no idea. But we went out to lunch with my girlfriend Kelly. I mean, this other Kelly, and we were drinking beers there. And then
which
we came
Applebee's?
Back. No, not at Applebee's.
Where did the girlfriend Kelly have to go? Back to work?
She had to go back to work, yes.
And what does she do?
She's a whore.
Exactly.
She's a streetwalker, phone sex girl.
They're
and what do you do, sir?
Me?
He's an animal walker.
Basically.
Doesn't have to be dogs.
I'm a goat herder.
He's an animal walker.
All right.
I wear rubber boots all day.
Rubber balls and liquor. All right.
There you go.
I never thought I'd say this. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Happy hunting.
Bye, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Another great Joe.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I did enjoy that, and I feel guilty.
Don't.
Don't.
Don't, Mike. Hello.
Donald E. McGinnis.
Yes,
please,
hola.
Don't let guys like that call, please.
What?
I'm from Northern California. I can form proper sentences. I don't get drunk. No.
You know what that is? That's a guy who just has taken the whole Sacramento thing to heart.
I like the idiot from Sacramento. It actually it actually made me feel better about that area of the world.
Don and Mike, hello.
Just jealous.
Hello there.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I was his neighbor. You know, I was waiting outside, so he already ran away. I was ready to go in. You know, I tried.
Hold it. This is Peter. We've had a lot of bad phone scans. This one, we're hitting the home run.
It's just two in a row. Here we go. Now, what time did you start drinking today? Hello?
I believe this may be a language barrier also, Don.
No. I start drinking 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
And are you Russian?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I would have guessed a Hispanic.
Right until when he said 11 o'clock. Where are you from? Where are you from in the former Soviet Union? You're from Germany. You're not from Russia.
No.
He's German.
Yeah.
This is great if we know.
So she ran away. She drove very fast. I think the cop was following her on the street.
John,
tell him he watch TV. Maybe it's on the news.
This may be a legitimate drunk German.
Mm-hmm. I think it is. Do you feel bad about all the awful things your country did?
Yes.
Good. Would you please right now say screw Germany?
Screw Germany.
Where are you
screw
from?
Screw everybody.
Where are you from in Germany, sir?
Munich, sir.
Excellent. Munich.
And how do you say Munich in German?
Munichi.
Wrong. Uh-oh. It's München.
Yeah. Do you remember the sunny?
Meineke?
Do you remember the sunnier days?
No, sir.
No.
Good times.
No.
Good times. Good times. Good times. What do you think is the worst moment?
Hey, Don, I love you.
Listen to that.
Russian love.
Everyone's got a favorite.
Now I'm confused about the German thing.
Would you be that drunk?
What do you think both the highlight and the lowlight of the history of Germany are? I only ask because
we'll go
you're
for the
German.
Highlight. We'll go for the highlight first.
Only ask because you're German and you're drunk.
Sometimes it's the same thing.
What's the greatest thing in your country?
You're a mind reader. Boy, you're a mind reader. I told you that, Kreskin?
In your country's history, what is the greatest thing?
The greatest thing, they drink beer all the time.
Drink beer. All right,
now,
good one.
And what is the worst thing in the history of your country?
The worst thing, I hate Germany.
What?
That's why I got out from there.
He says Germany.
The worst thing is Germany. He hates Germany.
What is the worst thing, though, about Germany?
Say it again?
What is the worst thing in history about Germany?
They kill a lot of people. They kill a lot of Jews.
Okay. Yeah. All right. There you go.
Good man. Very good. At least he's that clear thinking.
Very nice.
That's wonderful.
And
why I'm Robbie's friend.
Do we trust?
Now I'm thinking he's an Arab.
Do we trust Germany now?
No, sir.
That's right. Here. And what's our motto? Never forget.
What's your first name, sir?
Paul.
Paul, can you repeat after me?
Sure, sir.
All right, just repeat this sentence. Don't say it until I finish the sentence. Say, my name is Paul from Germany. Never forget.
My name is Paul, Germany. Never forget Don and Mike show.
No. You're going to have to say, my name is Paul from Germany. Never forget, then pause, the Don and Mike show. Go.
My name is Paul. Never forget. Don and Mike show.
He'll never get it right. Close
enough.
How drunk are you?
How long you been drinking, Paul?
14 years. 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock. Mike, I started before you, 1 hour before you.
Wow. He's busting my balls. I like that.
I was waiting for the show, but I can't wait another hour. I said, let's start it right now. I know you're going to drink today.
All right, Adolf, we got to fly. You made some good roads in the beginning. Thank you for your call. As your people say, Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen and good night, sir.
Yes. Good night. There you go.
Don't sleep through Oktoberfest.
Bye, right. Paul.
Bye.
And there you go.
Wow. What a gift. A
couple of pretty good phone calls.
Absolutely.
We cool, Buzz?
Yeah, we're cool.
Are we cool?
Yeah.
Okay. I just double check with Buzz sometimes.
Everything all right?
Everything's great.
Everything's fine, Mike.
Now I'm getting paranoid. What are you double-checking with him for? Everything all right?
Everything's fine.
Because I said something and wanted to make sure that it got out over the air.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because I missed it. Did I miss it?
You should be calling into the show today.
I must have missed it.
I'm not a big
hey,
deal.
Buzz, was it good?
It was all right. I'll fill you in the break.
Okay, good.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.